If you're near Rochester's City Hall, it'll be hard to miss a gigantic tribute to a civil rights icon with local ties. WXXI's James Brown has our story.
Afram Gurbay and Jarrett Diaz are on vacation in a Rochester parking lot. By day, they work at a boutique New York City ad firm. But since the spring, when they're not working, they and two other colleagues have been making statements through building-sized art projects. Diaz says it's the latest part of their I Am series, featuring pictures taken by Danny Lyon, a famed photographer of the civil rights movement.
That's the main thing right there, to keep the conversation alive, have an intergenerational, cross-class conversation in a public space, and for that to last as long as this paint will stay on the wall.
So far, the group has completed projects in their hometowns. Their work can be seen in Chicago, Louisville, and now Rochester, where Gurbay grew up. The 3,000-square-foot mural of the late civil rights icon and Congressman John Lewis is called I Am Speaking. It shows Lewis demanding attention in Mississippi in 1963. Diaz wants people of color to see themselves in powerful roles.
One thing I want them to see is people of color represented. People of color who've played meaningful roles in society represented. And for that to be permanent. And for them to see that done at the highest level possible.
The mural's name is inspired by another civil rights icon and orator, Rochester's own Frederick Douglass, who gave the speech, "What to a Slave is the 4th of July," less than a block away. Lewis was not from Rochester, but Rochesterians made a big impact on his life. He called the late Congresswoman Louise Slaughter, Sister Louise. Slaughter, who served in Rochester in various capacities since the 1980s, was elected to Congress in 1986, the same year as Lewis. During his remarks at Slaughter's memorial in 2018, he said he once visited Rochester with Slaughter.
It was there I met two nuns who had taken care of us when we were hurt in Selma, Alabama in 1965. They cried, they hugged me, I cried, and Louise cried.
Lewis was referring to the time where he led hundreds of protesters across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma in a march for voting rights. They were beaten so badly that the day became known as Bloody Sunday. He suffered a skull fracture. Lewis said the nuns from the Sisters of St. Joseph of Rochester saved his life. That day, in the waves of marches that followed, are widely credited with the passing of the Voting Rights Act 5 months later. After Lewis died this summer, his flag-draped casket was taken across that same bridge in a horse-drawn carriage. Afram Gurbay relished the thought of making an enduring tribute to Lewis in his hometown. He says the mural is about evoking emotion and honoring a legend.
With his recent passing, I know it's devastated, you know, a lot of people. So we just wanted to kind of pay homage to him and his name and his legacy, and also, you know, bring Danny Lyon's image to life.
James Brown, WXXI News.